Black economy then. Black economy.
Black economy. One summer, I was working for Islington Council on what they call the salvage lorries. And these are not the dustbins.
This was before you studied law, but probably after the article.
I was on the dustbins, right? And I was one of these people who went around and picked up, you had a mattress and all that sort of business.
Mm-hmm.
You phoned the council and you need a lorry. Now, I was riding shotgun to a man called John French, who I hope is dead now, because he was one of the most horrible people I've ever met in my life.
That's fair.
But however,
we just heard that sentiment expressed in John Lennon, I believe.
In those days, this is just about pre-Thatcher, in those days, you finished at about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
Start at about half nine, cup of tea.
Lovely.
Pick up a couple of mattresses, finish officially at 11 o'clock. And then we go off and do our black economy, which involves going off to do other jobs, which he had picked up on a separate network of moving things around for people.
All off the cards.
All off the cards, of course.
Yes.
Cash it. Stealing in H.
Yeah.
And the best thing was, I was pretty impressed as a 17-year-old, pretty impressed with his carry-on. And then one day he said, now, my son, we're going to go down to somewhere down Clerkenwell, and we're going to... we're going to dismantle the printing press. He went into Woolworths and he bought some hacksaws. And then he bought a great big tin of green paint. I said, what's the paint for, John? He said, you're going to have to help me here, son. And the lorry was a big pantechnicon with the Islington Council crest perhaps 7 feet high on the side of it. Go, just paint that thing out for me, son, because of course Clerkenwell's not, is outside the boundary boroughs, the borough's boundary, I wonder what we're doing. We painted the crest and all references in the council off the side of the lorry, went down to Clerkenwell, and bit by bit with hacksaws took apart a gigantic printing press over the course of weeks.
Yep.
Nobody said a word back in the yard, the lorry completely painted out.
You see many, many lorries with things painted out on the side all over the place, but that's because it's plainly been lifted from their place of birth.